It's an old cliche, but the music from this weekend's Omaha Symphony Concert will be out of this world. In a program titled The Planets, English composer Gustav Holst's famous tone poem is showcased in the concert's second half. But the concert begins with American composer Aaron J. Kernis's ethereal-sounding Musica Celestis, which, according to Maestro Ankush Kumar Behel, is a great companion piece to The Planets.
It really sounds like you're journeying through a meteor shower or gazing at the stars or just really feeling being among the stars. It's just a really amazing way he's able to capture this beautiful music and this experience of stargazing in his Musica Celestis. I'm super excited to bring that to the Omaha Symphony audiences.
Musica Celestis is a Latin phrase that refers to angels singing in the heavens. Kernis found inspiration in the 11th century medieval chants of composer Hildegard of Bingen. Sandwiched between these two celestial masterpieces will be contemporary American composer Kevin Putt's Concerto for Orchestra, a work that Maestro Behel says the audience will love.
When you have a concerto for orchestra, that can only mean one thing. The orchestra is being featured as the soloist, and that's literally every part. And we've spent a lot of time researching wonderful pieces to bring to the Omaha community, and this is one of our favorites. And it's a phenomenal work. It's going to be a wonderfully, technically beautiful orchestral experience for anyone in the audience. And if even it's a piece you don't know beforehand, before coming, it's going to be a piece that's going to blow you away.
Kevin Putt's Concerto for Orchestra follows the Baroque Concerto Grosso model, where a small group of instruments perform a solo part together while the entire orchestra accompanies it. It's the program's second half where concertgoers will enjoy The Planets. It was inspired by Gustav Holst's fascination with astrology. But Maestro Behel says modern-day astronomy will also be part of this concert.
Not only are you going to see the beautiful, amazing musicians of the Omaha Symphony play this masterpiece, but we've actually asked our visual department to create visualization of this music using visuals of the planets themselves that we're going to be featuring along with the music on a big screen behind the orchestra. Not to take away from the music itself, but really to add that journey that Gustav Holst puts us on throughout the solar system.
Holst wrote 7 movements, one for each planet except Earth and Pluto, which hadn't been discovered yet. So the work ends with Neptune, the mystic. To give it an extra element of mystery, Holst added a vocal part during Neptune, which is sung without words by singers from Omaha's vocal ensemble Resonance. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.